news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from South Africa, we have Father Evans Zulu. Originally from Zambia, Father Evans lives in Pietermaritzburg, a member of the Emapatewan Priory. His preaching today is entitled, On the Edge of Despair.
A reading from the book of Job. Job opened his mouth and cursed his day. Job spoke out and said, Perish the day on which I was born, the night when they said, The child is a boy. Why did I not perish at birth? Come forth from the womb and expire? Or why was I not buried away like an untimely birth, like babes that have never seen the light? Whereof did the knees receive me? Or why did I suck at the breasts? For then I should have lain down and been tranquil. Had I slept, I should then have been at rest with kings and counselors of the earth who built where they are now ruins, or with princes who had gold and filled their houses with silver. There the wicked cease from troubling, and there the weary are at rest. Why is light given to the toilers, and life to the bitter in spirit? They wait for death, and it comes not. They search for it rather than for hidden treasures. Rejoice in it exultingly, and are glad when they reach the grave. Those whose path is hidden from them, and whom God has hemmed in. The Word of the Lord. The Bible, just like any other book, or just like any other library, is full of words. And the meaning of these words is oftentimes conditioned by circumstances in which they are used. Take, for example, the meaning of Jerusalem. In contemporary politics, it will mean a city surrounded by controversy and conflict. While in the life of Jesus, Jerusalem indicates the destiny of Jesus. Today's Gospel from Luke gives us a picture of Jesus on a journey, the story which begins in the north, in Galilee, and heads towards Jerusalem, southward. The mission of Jesus was a strenuous one, which involved suffering and death. Though there was suffering involved, Jesus eagerly looked forward to its completion. This was not an easy task. It involved struggles to be overcome. There must have been a sense of reluctance that needed to be overcome. Jesus overcame all this because he had a sense of purpose. And in our first reading from Job, again, we are given this, a continuation of this story. But Job, unlike Jesus, felt miserable in his misfortune that fell upon him. He was even tempted to turn against God. Job was at the verge of giving up. Job was in despair because he could not see the purpose of his suffering. We too have moments in our lives when we feel like Job. Moments when suffering weighs down on us. When we feel like no one and nothing could be trusted. In the last 2 years, where all news was about COVID could be the best example of what it really means to be at the verge of giving up. And that time where we felt the loss of loved ones, where companies closed, there was almost a financial breakdown. Humanity was pushed to a limit. Our health system was at the verge of failing. Even our faith was put to a test. And there are still some people who held on to their faith. Though it seemed like holding on to our faith at such a time like that was a desperate and blind act of clinging to God. The devastating blow of COVID-19, or indeed any other suffering that we might be experiencing, does not suddenly become a joy simply because we are Christians, but rather we gain a clearer meaning of suffering and death through the suffering and death of our blessed Lord. Just like the Second Vatican document, Gaudium et Spes, number 22 states, Jesus blazed a trail, and if we follow it, life and death are made holy and take on a new meaning. With Jesus, we too are on a journey. This journey will not lead to an earthly Jerusalem. It will be fulfilled with Jesus in the heavenly Jerusalem, in union with God, who will grant us the gift of everlasting life.